Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled, The Four Ways to Make More Money. The Four Ways to Make More Money. Or I should call it, The Four Ways to Make Extra Money, really, because one of the fastest ways to make more money is to get a pay rise or do overtime in your current job. That is the lowest hanging fruit right in front of you there. But this episode is all about the four ways to earn extra money, okay? And so, obviously, I coach a lot of people when it comes to money, mentor a lot of people when it comes to money, and this particular topic is very popular because one of the fastest ways to have a level of financial stability and I guess financial peace is to be earning enough, because you can only cut your costs so much before you're literally like, okay, I've cut everything. Now, I'm going to do another episode on entitlement, the entitlement mentality of that. So I'm not going to talk about that now. But this particular episode is all about the four ways to make extra money, so that if you are earning money, that's great. But there are definitely options for you to consider to start earning more, because it's the best approach to fortifying your finances. Truly, like if you're having money come in, then that problem is ticked. The only other problem you're going to have to solve, number one, how do you manage it well enough to keep some? And the other problem is, how do you grow it? Okay, they're the other problems. But the growing, it's not as hard as what you think. The managing of it, behavioral, not too hard. Definitely the most challenging part for most people, I would say, is how do I make more of it? Okay, that's usually the most challenging. So here's the four ways. Okay, I'm going to go through the four ways and explain to you how I've done that myself. So I'm bringing in my own personal experience for you, so I'm not just rattling off some random four ways, so you get a bit of an idea of the practicalities of how to actually do it in real life. So the four ways. The first way of making extra money is to become what's called a reseller. Okay, you are a reseller. Now, a reseller, as the name suggests, you resell things. So that means that you buy something or you already own something that you've bought previously and you, of course, resell it. Okay, so a perfect example would be the fastest way to make the extra money is to, as a reseller, is to look at the things in your house you've bought previously and list them onto Facebook Marketplace to sell, okay? Or eBay to sell, okay? Gumtree to sell, whatever it is that you want to sell in your house, they're the applications that you use to do it, okay? And you can do it with a bit more scale. Gary Vaynerchuk is very famous for going to garage sales physically, buying things for cheap, very cheap, and reselling them on eBay for a margin, okay? So this type of way to make extra money, this reseller scenario, is often referred to as product arbitrage. And you can do it at scale through the likes of e-commerce. So you can actually buy things on, let's say, AliExpress or wherever, really. You can buy things on Marketplace if you want, but you can resell them on places like Amazon. You can resell them on eBay. So you can buy a product in one market, or in the same market, and resell it for a higher price in the exact same market, okay? So you'll be shocked as to how simple it can be. And yeah, people don't research as much as what you think. They don't know a lot of these things exist. So there's a huge opportunity in product arbitrage, becoming a reseller. So some of the things you could even do is, I haven't done this personally, but like you could go to Poshmark or something and take your clothes and resell them there. You can obviously use Facebook Marketplace. Now, Facebook Marketplace is good for local interaction with people who want to come and check out the thing you want to resell. Okay, whereas eBay is more like it's shipping. Use eBay to ship internationally and nationally those types of goods. So bulky things are best resold through Facebook. Smaller things are best resold through eBay. You can auction them through eBay. And then, of course, if you want to scale it, you can buy things off, you know, from China through AliExpress and resell them on places like Amazon. Okay, so I'm not going to go into the details of how to do that. But personally, for me, I've bought things and resold them through Facebook Marketplace. Obviously, bike sales, stuff like that, car sales. So I don't do it a lot, but for example, recently what happened to us is I redecorated my office my wife redecorated my office for me, really. I was just along for the ride. And so she did such a great job. And selling things, I had this desk that I had for ages, small desk. We bought it during the pandemic for $29 because there was literally no office supplies anywhere you could buy. So I'm like, I'll take that, right? So we resold it recently, like a few years later, so three years later, for $29. How about that? For the same price, okay? So because it's already built and there's perceived value, or there's actual value in that. So you'd be shocked as to what you can actually resell just through Facebook Marketplace, okay? So through our mentorship, my mentorship program this week, I set the task for the guys on our Monday call to actually go and resell something. And it was $50. And so all the posting in the Facebook group, I made my 50. So it's just, what's good about being a reseller is it kind of just loosens the grip you have on the mindset that you can't make money. Because when you do a resale, you do make money. And all of a sudden, there it is. So you've conjured up the money with things you're not monetizing in your house, okay? So becoming a reseller is pretty simple. It's probably the simplest way to do things, okay? You can start that today. Think about what's in your house. Go and resell it. Tag me in your Instagram stories if you do it. That's amazing if you do that. Awesome. But that is the first stage of making extra money. The second way to make more money is to become a promoter, okay? Now, I love this way of making money, a promoter. What does that mean? A promoter is someone who promotes, you guessed it, someone else's products or services, okay? And you could put influencers down on this category too, because they actually influence or encourage people to buy certain products based on their reviews. But really, a promoter is someone who markets someone else's product. So if you're in real estate, you're marketing someone else's house. If you're in network marketing, you're marketing a company's products. If you're in affiliate marketing, you're marketing someone else's product, okay? Promoting is very good because you can actually plug and play. So you can actually begin, you can use a product, okay? If you have any integrity, you use a product and love it. And then if a particular company has a referral rewards program or a compensation plan attached to anyone you refer back in, you get paid, okay? So that's like my dad, he actually made his, if you haven't listened to those episodes, I interviewed him over 4 episodes. If you go right back in the podcast, you'll be able to listen. He made his first million by 28 as a promoter. And he was selling life insurance in the late 80s and early 90s. And so it wasn't his product, right? It was actually the life insurance company's product. So a lot of people who get wealthy, they start out as a promoter, okay? You don't have to create your own product to begin. So personally for me, where I got into with real estate when I was marketing real estate, it was someone else's product. It was someone else, the builder built the house or built the unit block or whatever it was. We didn't, but we promoted, okay? So that was my first experience with that. And then I moved into network marketing, which I currently still do, been in network marketing for 9 years, and we promote another company's products, okay, that we love and use ourselves and help people with, okay? And we made, you know, $1.4 or $5 million doing that part-time, okay? So promoting is exceptional because there's not a lot of financial risk, if any, actually. It's very low risk because if you make mistakes and aren't good, nothing bad happens. You're just like, I'm not good, right? And you just get better. So it's a lot of upside. There's very little downside to becoming a promoter and trying that. Same as reseller, there's very little downside. You almost can't lose, okay? So to become a promoter, you have to be good at certain skills. So some of the things you want to be good at is promotion, which typically includes being able to organically post through social media, to advertise, influence people, to be able to tell a story, to be able to support people with the product, you know, all the nuances of business. And that's why it's such a wonderful business training experience to go through and become a promoter. It teaches you a lot of stuff, teaches you marketing, teaches you selling, teaches you, people skills and networking skills and media skills. There's so much stuff, right? Communication skills. So yeah, promoter, right? So promoter is really good. I love promoter. You can make a lot of money as a promoter and I always encourage it. Next on the list, number three of how to make extra money is a provider, okay? A provider. Now, a provider is someone who provides a service, okay? And typically, a provider will be someone that deploys their special talents or expertise to help someone solve a problem and then gets paid for that, okay? So a lot of coaches, provider, Okay, a lot of so like with our mentorship, that's a provider service. Okay, our financial mentorship, that is, you know, under the provider category, because you're providing a service to help someone solve a problem. And I think a lot of the types of gigs that are providers are like Uber. You're providing a vehicle service, a transportation service. On Airtasker, if you download Airtasker, you can go and pick up people's rubbish, take it to the tip. You can move furniture for people. You can put furniture together. We've paid people on Airtasker to put, we paid them to put my desk together because I'm so bad at constructing things. It's not my talent. And so Airtasker, if you're in Australia, or Guru.com or Upwork.com or Fiverr.com or Freelancer.com, you know, these are some places where you can go and put an ad up and you can be a provider of a service. It doesn't have to be manual. It can be like, I'll do editing. I'll do copywriting. I'll do, I don't know, build sales funnels. I'll whatever. Like, it's just a provider is someone that provides a service to solve a problem and gets paid. And there's a lady in my mentorship program. Now, she has picked up cleaning as a service on the side. And I think it's wonderful because she gets paid quite a bit for it because it's a very high demand service and not very many people are good at it. So she's like, well, that's an easy one to pick up off the ground. I can do that. Bang, provider, extra money, right? Now, if you don't understand this, an extra $500 a week, for example, if you're doing any of these list of these four things I'm talking about, if you can learn to make an extra 500 bucks a week and you can invest it into some sort of, you know, asset, and that asset happens to compound at, say, 9% a year, that 500 a week turns into $1 million in 17 years. It's no joke. So it is worthwhile always looking to seek various ways to make extra money, right? It's going to require you to do work, which a lot of people don't like that. It's an inconvenient truth. You're going to have to work, okay? I just actually looked at I was reading the financial news today, and this TikTok influencer interviews this guy in Sydney who lives in a $16 million mansion. I think it's gone viral. Anyway, he interviews him and he says, hey, how did you make your money? And the guy goes, I pretty much worked 18 hours a day for 7 days a week and did that for a long time. So I thought that was a great lesson because I think a lot of people have forgotten how to work. Okay, I'll come to that at the end. So as a provider, it's really, it can be a lot of the time, obviously, trading your time for money, of course, because it's a service, okay? I think, you know, my wife has got a little cool side gig where she babysits pets, which is really cool. And she's really good at it. And she just earns extra money for that as well. So she's had success at providing that service, which is like dog accommodation, right? So there's those types of things that we do as a service. And she obviously has social media school where she coaches people with social media. And so that's also a provider work experience or making money experience. So that they're really effective and they're quite easy to implement so long as you're prepared to work. And I think that's the caveat. People are like looking for money to fall out of the sky. It's not going to happen, right? So provider, okay? The fourth one is where I think a lot of people want to be, but it's by far the most challenging place to make money, all right? Speaking from personal experience. Now a producer, so it goes reseller, number one. Number two is promoter. Number three is provider. And number four is producer. And a producer is someone who produces something of value and customers come and buy it. So instead of you promoting someone else's product, you have your own product, okay, or service that you've productized somehow. So I'll give you an example. This podcast is producer, okay, example, okay, although I don't like directly monetize. I have no ads on this podcast. I have no ads. I don't monetize it through ads. I don't sell things through it. I guess if you go and check the links out, you can buy my book and stuff, but I don't really use it. It's a value for me, right? But I'm producing this podcast, hopefully to impact people and help them change their money, right? Their money journey, their wealth. But this is an example of what you could do on a different scale. So like, for example, you could go and produce YouTube videos, which can actually scale beyond your time. And I did a masterclass, actually a free masterclass. If you want to check it out, it's called The 10 Ways to Earn Passive Income. If you want to check it out, go to the links in this episode down the bottom. Phil will put in there a link to our Facebook group. If you go into Money Grows on Trees Facebook group, you'll see on the featured post that the free masterclass is there. So if you want to learn how to be a producer in this different areas, you should watch that masterclass, okay? It's totally free. And so a producer is someone who, like my books, for example, right? Talking about that again. So I have two books that I wrote and they are producing scaled knowledge. Okay. So people buy my books every day. Okay. And they consume the knowledge, implement and change their money journey. Okay. So that's a good example. What else? Producer. There are a couple of quick ones, you know, like YouTube, podcasting, books, training courses, I suppose you could say, because I have a lot of courses, same sort of thing. Okay. So I guess it's those things that are productized by you. So you're creating the product yourself. Okay. And that's obviously a nice place to be because you can, the very scalable business model. Okay. Which is awesome. But, you know, just to kind of unpack that a bit for you, so you understand how I got to that. It's not like I started there. So I was reselling first. I mean, reselling is the easiest. Then promoting, and I love the promoting extra money. I think that's wonderful. I learned most of my skills in that. So if you're looking for skills, money-making skills, business skills, whatever it is, promoting is where you look, okay? Reselling where you start, promoting is the next step where you look. You can scale that. And then providing is good too, don't worry. So you're probably all providing, and if you have a job, you're a provider. But you can provide to make extra money quite quickly too. And then produce is where you can get to. But you won't probably become a good producer unless you have marketing skills, unless you have communication skills, unless you have speaking skills, whatever it is, right? That you've developed in the other three areas. So I think it's important to be able to move through those areas, okay, to get to producer. So yes, they're the four ways to make extra money, okay? The only four ways, like there is no other way, okay? Because even if you're consulting, it's provider. If you're building your own product through manufacturing, it's producer. If you are influencing, network marketing, whatever, it's a promoter, okay? If you're a mortgage broker, promoter, because you're promoting someone else's mortgage products, okay? If you're a real estate agent, it's promoter. You're promoting someone else's house. And of course, reseller, however you resell at scale through Shopify, on Amazon, whatever, you're a reseller, okay? So they're the four areas you make extra money. So here's what I'd suggest. If you want to make extra money, pick one of those and go do it, right? Go and get the low-lying fruit. I told you before that some of my amazing students in my mentorship program, they did it this week and they're all posting in the group. Okay, made $50. So they're doing it. And so I don't want you to just listen to this podcast episode. I want you to go and execute on it and do it and go make some more money, okay? Because there's one thing that you do need to do to make extra money. And that's work. There's no way out of it. There's no way out of it. You've got to work, okay? I work just as hard, if not harder now, doing what I do now, than what I did when I was in a job. In fact, without a doubt, I do work harder. There's no flipping question about it, okay? So you cannot get ahead financially without work. I just want to deliver that message to you right now, because as we come into potentially some harder times with interest rates going up, potentially a recession, the cost of living is getting harder. I want to be here to support you and tell you what you need to hear, okay? You've got to bring your costs down and increase your income, okay? So select one of these ways to go make money and go do it. You can do it. I know you can do it, right? So just get creative, go and attack some of those ideas that I've given you on this episode. And if you happen to go make money somewhere, somehow with these four episodes, share this episode to your stories. Tag me in on Instagram. I'd love to know. And of course, if you're getting value from this particular episode, you think you know someone who needs to hear it, send the podcast to them so they can listen to this too. And thanks so much to everyone who shares to the Instagram stories. Thanks to everyone who's given us all of our 5-star reviews. Really appreciate it. We're getting a lot of traction on the podcast. It's very popular. So I'm going to keep delivering these value episodes to you and make sure you are getting the right stuff in between your ears about money, investing, entrepreneurship, and all the things that you wish you learned in school about money. Until next time, this is Lloyd Ross signing off from Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.